It's Friday, October the 30th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by Raytheon Technologies. Coming up, Corbyn's suspension from Labour and earnings from Silicon Valley. First, the world in brief. Britain's main opposition Labour Party suspended Jeremy Corbyn, its former leader. He had downplayed the findings of a damning report by Britain's anti-racism watchdog on Labour's lacklustre response to complaints of anti-Semitism under his leadership. Sir Keir Starmer, who became the party's leader earlier this year, said it was a day of shame. He will now follow all the report's recommendations. France is on its highest level of national alert after a man wielding a knife killed three people in a church in Nice. Emmanuel Macron, France's president, described it as an Islamist terrorist attack. A young immigrant from Tunisia was shot and arrested. Separately, a gunman who was threatening police in Montfavet in southern France was shot dead. 5 days before the election, President Donald Trump and Joe Biden converged on Tampa, Florida, a state that often plays an outsized role in deciding who wins the White House. Polls show the Democrat narrowly ahead. Meanwhile, a new tally from the University of Florida showed that 80 million Americans have already cast ballots, more than 58% of the total in 2016. America's big tech firms reported dizzying figures as each surfed on the pandemic's waves. Amazon's third quarter sales grew 37% year-on-year to more than $96 billion. It hired 50% more staff to cope with the demands of lockdown households. Alphabet was the only giant whose share price strengthened as Google's ad sales recovered, especially on YouTube. Apple's iPhone sales were even weaker than expected, while overall revenue and profit held steady. Facebook blew past glowering government scrutiny to report quarterly revenue growth of 22%, with a prediction of better to come over the holidays. America's GDP grew at a record annualized rate of 33.1% in the 3 months to the end of September, 7.4% quarter-on-quarter, exceeding economists' predictions. The number of new jobless claims last week was also smaller than expected. However, the American economy is still smaller than it was before the COVID-19 pandemic struck. Chinese officials released details of the country's new five-year economic plan, devised behind closed doors by the Communist Party's Central Committee. The plan's emphasis is on becoming self-sufficient in core technologies and promoting China's domestic market. There was also a pledge to open up to more foreign investment. The full plan will be laid out before Parliament next year. And the European Central Bank left interest rates unchanged at a meeting of its governing council. However, the ECB did attempt to placate markets by promising to take action to contain the mounting economic impact from a second wave of COVID-19 infections across Europe. It said it would provide further details after its next monetary policy meeting in December.